and gentlemen, we're about to begin boarding. If we could ask for your cooperation, would you all please remain seated?
Well, how'd you sleep last night?
I don't believe that's any of your business.
If you go to a Bansy Fall and you want to have a Prance and Hansel all in fub with you, don't forget to slop your dripper.
Mr. Nightlinger, what's for breakfast?
Nude apples, bacon, and biscuits.
Well, forget the apples. Slap some bacon on a biscuit. Let's go.
You're on the high ground with Craig Flowers.
Good morning, TY. How do you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing your brackets, bracket updates. Allons-y! Good morning, Texas, and good morning, Texans, and everybody getting here as fast as you possibly can for South By. Oh, but remember why you're coming, remember what you left, and don't mess with Texas. Yes, indeed, there are a lot of states that may be great, but as we know, there's only one great state.
Learn it, know it, live it.
Live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com on your smart speaker from the banks of 360. Good morning. My name is Craig Flowers, and this is The High Ground. Pushing the buttons behind the glass is arguably one of the wisest minds in sports, and that's what I'm saying, T.Y. I've listened carefully all week, and your insight. T.Y. Henderson, the Chaparral, joins us on the high ground. T.Y., I just got to hear about your brackets and you know which upsets you had. Jamie and I both mentioned earlier this year that this madness will perhaps be the madness that produces the most upsets in the history of the NCAA tournament, driven by a lot of reasons, most notably the yard sale, the portal. So I'm interested to get some updates from you here in just a moment. Seated to my right, your left, the pride of East Austin, one of my closest friends in life with 10 combat deployments in the Army and in the Navy, the UC Davis cornerback with the world's friendliest Rottweiler. Everybody's talking about him, Jamie.
Freeze! Everybody's talking about Jamie Frazier.
Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning. Enjoyed the big ugly tailgate this morning. I kept
a little bit of white noise in the morning. That's right.
I kept scratching my head every time Johnny said Farley Dickinson, Fairly Dickinson, who I got to coach against while up at West Point. Fairly Dickinson, they are lovingly known as Fairly Ridiculous. They're not ridiculous right now in the NCAA tournament. Fairly Ridiculous, along with Furman. Furman is on fire. Did you fill out a bracket, Jamie?
I did not. I forgot.
And T.Y., you filled out two?
Three.
Ah, you went three this year. I heard you struggling which one you were going to air with the people on the B&E show this week, and you aired, I think, the number two bracket.
Yeah, I aired the wrong one.
Yeah. So when you back this thing out, when you look at your final four, who do you have left?
I have Kansas State, Alabama, Texas, and Kansas. So I still got all my teams.
Well, that's good. And I think I listened to Aaron Hogan, who was high on Bobby Hurley, but that didn't pan out too well. Although last night, the Arizona State were just shooting the lights out. I don't know if you watched that TCU game, but the first 2 points of that game, I've never seen anything like it. It was right off the tip, and it was kind of a falling down. Within 2 seconds, a bucket was scored after the tip. But Bobby Hurley, who I was a fan of when he played for the Dukes, you know, they go out early, and boy, they fought hard, and really I thought TCU was going to get upset last night. But I think the team that I think is overlooked here is Kansas State, and I'm glad that you still have them because they're rocking and rolling and whatnot.
Yeah, no, that's you kind of just have to pick a team that no one else really is going to pick. I kind of went chalk with the Alabama and Kansas, but having Kansas State in there, I don't think there's another out of the 300 brackets in my pool. Not one other person has Kansas State going that far. So if they can make it, can be making some money.
Yeah, they are overlooked. I agree with you. I think you made a great call. Jamie, today the Longhorns will have a first pitch against New Orleans, a 3-game set over at Dish Falk at 2:30. Last night, the Horns beat up on New Orleans. They've got, I think, an 8-game winning streak going right now. But Big 12 play is underway, not in Austin, but out in Lubbock and in Norman, Oklahoma. Last night, Oklahoma State and Texas Tech battled hard. Oklahoma State made a couple of errors, and Tech gets the win out of the gate 8-7. And the Horned Frogs of Fort Worth played in Norman, Skip Johnson's Sooners. And, boy, 11 hits by the Frogs, 10 hits by the Sooners. But the TC Horned Frogs win that game of a 3-game set in the Big 12 in Norman. They play again today as well. 50 days until the Derby, if you're keeping score at home, and you should be. 50 days until the most exciting 2 minutes in all of sports. Jamie, you and I met with the Chief Texan, Will Roman, earlier this week. We had a great breakfast over at a place that somewhere near a hotel. Do you remember where it was exactly?
Carpenter's Hall.
Man, that place, that was great. I mean, I think that we ought to put that on the top three list because, I mean, if you're going over to Mia Madre's, get the number 15 taco. But that where we were with the Chief Texan, that was a great breakfast. Kind of a sleeper right in the heart of chaos.
Right,
where
right over by Juliet's off of Jupiter, right next to that P. Terry's.
The P. Terry's. There's a nice, beautiful, often open parking lot at P. Terry's. But unless you're going into P. Terry's, do not park there. Otherwise, you will find not a Chiso boot, but a car boot on your truck, which is what I discovered after our breakfast. that hurt a little, but they were kind. They were very kind about allowing me to Venmo my way out of that car boot scenario. First time I've ever been booted in my life. Chiso's boots, most comfortable boot one could ever have. The Chief Texan is going to the Kentucky Derby. He'll be wearing his boots, of course, and I suspect there'll be half a dozen of us wearing Chiso's boots. One of the fans of our Little Horse Confidence Game just ordered a pair of the number 2 dark brown ostrich, which are in low supply. That ostrich comes out of Australia, so it's on a slow boat from Australia. But Chiso's boots makes some of the most wonderful boots you'll ever wear. It's a boot for life. And as Jamie can only say, Jamie says it all the time, they fit like leather slippers. They bring us the Chiso's boots. Morning story.
The morning story.
Oh, yesterday, the 17th of March. Oh, we all wore green. But what is the most Irish city in Texas? Well, the name of it's Dublin, believe it or not. Dublin, located in the southwestern corner, central Texas. Its population is somewhere around 4,000. Dublin, Texas, the town is the former home of the world's oldest Dr. Pepper bottling plant, the Dublin Dr. Pepper. Sounds like a great name for a minor league baseball team, the Dublin Dr. Peppers. The plant was, for many years, the only U.S. source for Dr. Pepper, made with real cane sugar from another Texas-based company, Imperial Sugar. It was used instead of the less expensive high-fructose corn syrup that's often used now. Dublin was the southern terminus of the Wichita Falls and Southern Railroad, one of the properties of Frank Kell, great Texan. The line was abandoned in 1954. Dublin was the boyhood home. Get this, you wait for it. Dublin, Texas was the boyhood home of legendary golfer Ben Hogan. Born on August 13, 1912, at the hospital near Stephenville, Hogan lived in Dublin, Texas until 1921, when his family relocated to Fort Worth, where he became a legend at the Colonial Country Club, where there's a statue of him now. Dublin is also the birthplace of Lieutenant Colonel George Andrew Davis Jr., who was awarded the Medal of Honor for gallantry at the risk of his life beyond the call on February 10th, 1952 in North Korea. In 2005, Governor Rick Perry signed a bill that designated Dublin, Texas as the official Irish capital of Texas. Thus, Dublin is known to be home of many people of Irish descent who are now great Texans. And that's the Chisos Boots morning story. Have you ever been to Dublin, Texas, T.Y.?
I have not.
Did you know there was a Dublin, Texas?
I've heard of it, yes.
There you go. I had no idea. Can you imagine all the Irish that worked their way down from New York, Boston, or wherever they came into, down and started their own little city, Dublin, Texas? Well, Jamie, I think the military academies, Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, really, but really Army, Navy, and Air Force, I think the days of winning on a large stage in football, basketball, and baseball are nearly done. And I think we have the portal to thank for that. All you have to do is look at LSU. Longhorn fans will remember a pitcher named Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens, who pitched right there and really shut down the Longhorns for much of the game. Well, Paul Skeens is now pitching for the LSU Tigers. He left the Air Force Academy after his sophomore year with no military obligation. He's now one of their starters.
Well, didn't Trump put into law that these guys could actually do, they could still go play at the academies and do a reserve commitment instead of doing active duty commitment, so they can actually go back and play into professional sports?
Yes, and of course that policy has changed many times over the years. A lot of people don't recognize it, but not with an athlete, but with a country music star, George Strait, who was stationed in the 25th Infantry Division in Hawaii. Back then, there was a policy in the 80s where they had once-in-a-lifetime opportunity exemptions, and George Strait had a recording contract that allowed him, after singing in the division choir, allowed him to go pursue that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But yes, I don't know what the current policy is, because it seems to change with every administration, with every new commander-in-chief or secretary of defense. But at last look, they were able to go pursue professional opportunities. But now with name, image, and likeness, certainly in the case of Paul Skeens, who's pitching for the 12-1 LSU Tigers, ranked number one nationally in baseball, Paul Skeens got a sweet deal of NIL. Of course, he was recruited by many, many other schools from the academies. You can go to the academies, and until you step foot in the first day of class your junior year, you have no military obligation. So he arrives at LSU with 30-plus hours of college credit, and now he's, I think, maybe able to check this, but I think he's one of the starters, perhaps even the Friday night starter for LSU. And LSU went into College Station last night and beat the Aggies and then took a team photo on the field afterwards. That was a bit odd. We'll be back from the banks of 360. Jamie, I'm going to throw it to you and hear what you have to say in segment number two. T.Y.
I love the nightlife. I love my Bud Light. Thick grass. I'm too slow, working too fast.
don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Go get it.
Oh, we are pretty good at drinking beer. I'm going to have one tonight as I watch the Longhorns play again. Boy, this is going to be interesting. I think we're not done with all the upsets, but you've been watching a lot of this stuff. I just got a text in, Jamie. Bill Boy Bryant, a receiver for the Longhorns from Dublin, Texas. Another, he was a great golfer, too. Woody Englander sending that in. Well, what say you, Jamie? What have you been following this week?
Well, I'll tell you what. World of sports, I'm going to skip over to what I saw last night was the movie The Cocaine Bear. That was hilarious. It's a story about, it's like, it's based on a actual story where some drug runners actually dumped all their shipment of cocaine over a forest area where a 500-pound bear started eating it. But that's about as far as it goes with the reality. But it was 2 hours of nothing but fun with the 500-pound bear that was continuously on cocaine for those hours that was there. It was hilarious.
So does the bear set up shop in the woods once he discovers this bunch or bag or whatever it is of cocaine? Does he make that like his headquarters and it works out of there?
No, well, I mean, it's dumped throughout the forest, and he's just, once he finds the taste of cocaine, he loves cocaine and he keeps on looking for it all over the place. But yeah, it is a funny movie. I was really skeptical when I went in. I was like, yeah, you know. But no, it was hilarious. If you get a chance, go ahead and watch The Cocaine Bear. It's worth the sit. I didn't think it would be funny. I thought it'd be, but it they have some really good actors. Ray Alito was in it. I think that was his last movie he did. Guy from was it Wise Guys? 67 years old, just passed away just recently. But yeah, he was
Field of Dreams is where he really Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
But no, I thought he was really good. But he's in what does he do in Cocaine Bear? What is Ray Liotta doing in Cocaine Bear? Well, is he a victim?
No, well, I don't want to ruin the movie, but he is in charge of getting the cocaine into the country and distributing it, and now he's looking for it. They're out in the out in the forest looking for the bags of cocaine that are scattered throughout. But no, I don't want to ruin for it. It is hilarious. You walk in, you're like, how can you make a movie over a bear, a 500-pound bear on cocaine? Well, they were able to make a movie out of a 500 bear of cocaine. But I am happy that South by Southwest is coming to an end. You've got less people on scooters with lanyards with five badges running people over. And I used to really like South by Southwest. And now it's just kind of like, it's closing down downtown. I work out down at Gold's Gym on 6th Street, and that place is all locked up like a cheese diet. It's they have absolutely no parking. So you're parking like up at 10th Street and walking about 4 or 5 blocks just to get to the gym. But yeah, seeing the people with the lanyards and I know it brings a lot of business here to Austin, Texas. I wish it was 7 days instead of 10, I'm glad to see it go. I'm excited about the Dell Match Play coming up because I have my nephew Frazier Brown. His first name is my last name.
Frazier.
Frazier Brown's coming in. He's excited. Ben Buckman's going to do us up and show us around out there. He knows everybody out at the Dell Match Play. And then I'm going to, he's getting his PGA card for instructing, and he's out from Bend, Oregon. Beautiful place out there, Bend. I was just
love
out there
Bend,
last
Oregon.
Month.
Love. Yeah.
Went skiing out there for about 4 days, but they have some beautiful golf courses out there. So I'm excited. My sister will be in town, and my nephew will be in town. Heading out to the Dell Match Play on Wednesday. Hope to see a whole bunch of people out there. I think, T.Y., are you heading out there on Wednesday?
Think so.
Yeah.
Either Wednesday or Thursday, I'll be out there.
Wednesday or Thursday. No, but I'm sad to see the Dell Match Play go. Ben Buckman's like, hey, it had to go. I guess the purse just wasn't enough, and doesn't fit the schedule anymore. So this is the last year, the last chance you're going to get the chance to see all 64 golfers out there playing the Dell Match Play.
Well, there is, first of all, Save Pods. I just love that nickname. And I love listening to him give some insight on the golf game with some of these pros. Because I know, I can imagine exactly what's that like. Chris Cheddar, who played at TCU and then for the LPGA, I walked with her, was going to carry her sign until she showed up and saw me holding her sign. She's like, you're not carrying the sign, you're walking with me. To listen to his interaction with DJ and all the others that did this morning was just fascinating. He does have a relationship with all those guys. I would love to play a round of golf with him sometime, because I hear he's
a lot of people would
like Bill Boy Bryant, you know, in Dublin. He's supposed to be a pretty good, really good stick. But the player that I'm really interested in following is a kid out of Wake Forest who married an Army officer's daughter, and he is almost broken over to be one of the top 10. And his name's Cameron Young, Cam Young. And first of all, he's a great man of character. They have two young children. I don't know if T.Y. can check to see if Cam Young is in the field, but I do know this. So he's married to a friend of our daughter's. They went to high school together, and not in Westlake, I should say middle school together. And I know Cam Young is going to be playing in the Masters because our daughter and her fiance are going to the Masters to be with the Youngs on Monday and Tuesday, which is so, so cool. But Cam Young is a guy that real kind of quiet, just goes about his business, doesn't draw attention to himself, but just, I mean, he finished, I think, second in the British Open this past year, and he wears a Major League Baseball, MLB patch on many of his logoed shirts, which has struck a positive tone with Jeff Fry, who you and I both know, former second baseman for our Texas Rangers and the Red Sox, Blue Jays, and Rockies. And Jeff Fry, by the way, T.Y., is going to be calling in at 10:30. I'm glad you're going over to the Dell Match Play, Jamie. It'll be interesting if you're in the Suite Life, or are you going
to
walk?
I have no idea. I haven't been to it. It'll be fun. But I also wanted to share the story that we had a great time with our lawyer, Trey, and our buddy, Fast Eddie, out at the Baseball Diamond last Saturday. And you got to go and see Ace's parents.
Ace Whitehead. Folks, if you're looking for one player to really pull for, it's Ace Whitehead. Lefty out of Lampasas, Ford F-150, high school football quarterback of the year. And Ace Whitehead, in my opinion, is not only one of the finest athletes, overall athletes on that roster, he could have played college football as a quarterback.
Tell them about what you got to do.
Well, we're there in the suite with Trey and Fast Eddie, who may or may not be in this year's ATX Derby. Fast Eddie and Trey say, hey, you know, Ace Whitehead, I'm talking about him a little bit. I've known him since the seventh grade. And Trey tells me, hey, his parents are a couple suites over. And so I said, really? So I got up and left you all there to enjoy your beverage as they were, the Longhorns were beating up on the Jaspers from Manhattan, who don't have a home ballpark. I walked down a couple suites, and there were Ace's parents. Ace's parents, they own the Chevrolet dealership in Lano, which is kind of on the corner across from Cooper's Barbecue. But when I walked into the suite, Ace's mom turned and looked, and we gave her a big hug, and we both kind of shed a tear a little bit. And she was very grateful for all of the leader development training that Ace received at the Arid Out Football Academies. And she said that he still employs many of the principles, values, and service mindset, growth mindset that we teach at the Academy. Of course, David Thomas, the great Longhorn legend, is there. It was a cool moment, Jamie. I appreciate you bringing it up because I did get to see Ace's father and mom, and we took a photo, and Ace texted me shortly after the game. He had a great at-bat, drove in two runs, hit the ball the other way, and it was a cool moment. I really appreciated Trey and Fast Eddie letting me know that the Whiteheads were just down in a couple suites. So that was pretty good. Jamie, when we come back from this break, oh, yes, Jeff Frito Fry, you've heard him before. He is the founder of Shegon Nation. He's going to join us to talk a little bit about the Baseball Leadership Academy that we're going to be doing in South Fork. T.Y.
Having trouble finding a dealer with used vehicles? Not at Round Rock Honda, Round Rock Toyota, Round Rock Hyundai, and Round Rock Genesis. Our used vehicle selection is second to none. Your current vehicle could be worth much more than you think. We're giving top dollar for your used vehicle. Stop searching and get a great used car deal. Round Rock Auto Group, with fine dealerships like Round Rock Genesis, Exit 254, I-35, and roundrockgenesis.com.
This is Chad talking Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. And hey, the tournament is here, and College Basketball Pick'em is the fastest way to get into the action. You just pick whether your favorite player will have a higher or lower stat total in the tournament games for a chance to win big. You can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players to build a Pick'em entry. You get them all right, you win. You can also make those rivals picks, pitting 2 players against each other. Check out the pick insurance option as well. So easy to get signed up. You're going to love it. Sign up today with the promo code HORN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with my promo code HORN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. It's the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. It's Underdog Fantasy.
It's time for the showdown in Austin, where the PGA Tour's best will go head-to-head, shot for shot. 112 matches, 64 players, one champion. Who will be the last man standing? The 2023 World Golf Championships Dell Technologies Match Play, March 22nd through 26th at Austin Country Club. Tickets on sale now at dellmatchplay.com.
Did you know there are 2 things people realize when buying a bed? Mattress research is hard, and everything sounds the same. So, how do you find the right mattress? Simple. Just follow the science to Factory Mattress. At Factory Mattress, our exclusive RightFit mattress matching technology uses science, not salesmen, to take the guesswork out of mattress shopping. Plus, come experience Smart Life, the auto-adjusting, no-compromising bed of the future.
My Factory Mattress.
Upgrade to a smarter night's sleep this weekend, and we'll pay the sales tax, while you save up to 53% on over $170,000 in closeouts, with 0% interest for 5 years. Plus, get it home smarter, not harder, with free next-day delivery, setup, and removal. Experience the benefits of deep, restorative sleep by finding the right mattress today. Shop smarter, sleep better at Factory Mattress for the love of sleep.
My Factory Mattress.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is your lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers. Basketball bracket season has officially begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win like MyBookie. Whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting on the eventual national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Getting started with MyBookie is simple. Visit the website online, make your first deposit, and use the promo code HORN, H-O-R-N, to claim an exclusive deposit bonus. That's the promo code HORN, H-O-R-N, to claim some extra money on top of your initial deposit. With hundreds of thousands in prizes for the madness of March and weekly blackjack tournaments, you can turn your game day into a payday with my friends over at MyBookie. With MyBookie, you're making money before you even place your first bet. All you got to do is use the promo code HORN, H-O-R-N. Bet anything, bet anytime, and bet anywhere. As long as you're betting with my friends over at MyBookie, you know you're betting with the best.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, a Texas-sized selection of wines, spirits, finer foods, and specialty beers. Cheers to savings.
This is Trace Atkins wishing my friend Craig Flowers all the best in Austin, Texas. I'll see you on the high ground.
Welcome back to the high ground from the banks of 360. Craig Flowers and Jamie Frazier coming to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Always remember the Cantina. It's a good friend of our show. It's a good friend of ours, Jamie. Jeff Frito Fry. Jeff, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Flowey. How are you, sir? And good morning, Mr. Jamie Frazier. How are you, buddy?
Jeff, how are you, sir? I appreciate you. I thank you for doing up the baseball and the autograph picture for my good buddy Will Brown, Will the Thrill.
That's awesome, man. Always happy to help a buddy. You know that.
Thanks, sir.
Hey, I was just looking, Jeff, that Cameron Young is in the Dell Match Play tournament this week in Austin, Texas. He's currently listed as number 16. And I guess, T.Y., they have them in order. I mean, Scotty's number one, so I assume that as you go down, they're in, you know, order of how they're ranked. And Cam Young, who I know you're a fan of, Frito, is playing this week. And, of course, he's going to be in the Masters. And he's my pick, knock on wood. He's my pick for the Masters champion this year.
Yeah, I mean, what a great story, this guy. You know, it looks like he has a very bright future. And I think the coolest thing that I've heard from you, Flowers, is that he seems to be an even better person than a golfer. And that's always a bonus. You don't hear that a lot.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Jeff, what do you got cooking with the Colonel up there in Dallas? What do you guys got to put together? What have you guys leave you two guys alone for a couple of days, and all of a sudden you guys got, like, other guys coming up. What are you doing up there?
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
I don't know.
Can you Fraser?
I don't know.
Yeah, we've been this is something we've been talking about for a couple of years, and finally gotten our heads together with Flowey traveling all over the continental United States in his pickup truck, and we've decided to call it the Baseball Leadership Academy, and it's going to be a two-day event at the South Fork Baseball Academy, and it's going to be an incredible event. You know, Flowey goes all around the country talking about character development and leadership and the stuff that he does at the Air It Out Academy, and I've been doing some of that traveling around also.
Nice.
Teaching baseball fundamentals, infield play and hitting, and also talking about character development and leadership. And so we decided to put together this academy, and our first event will be May 13th and 14th.
Oh, that's
up
right.
You're in the DFW area.
That's right around the corner. Are you going to have all those coaching aides that you you do your little Facebook things on? Are you going to bring out all the coaching aides that you see from the Judy instructors?
I'm not sure we're going to have those. I'm pretty sure we won't have PVC pipes and dog toys and whack-a-noodles. But we're just basically going to be working on the stuff that me and Flowey were taught growing up, the basic fundamentals of baseball, and we'll let the gurus play with all their gadgets.
There you go.
Jay, Frito, tell me Jeff Fry is with us. Jeff, tell us how folks, because we do anticipate that this will fill up. We're going to cap it at somewhere right at 100. But how do folks who are interested, I've had a lot of interest in Austin to know about this, how they can sign up and make plans for the May 13th and 14th Baseball Leadership Academy in South Fork?
Yes, well, I will be sharing a link, and I can share it to all your social media things as well, Flowey. There is a phone number, 972-954-1690, that they can call, and there's a link, the www.wellnessliving.com, that they can go to as well to sign up for this event. It's the first 100 kid or 100 players that we're going to cap it off at and for our first event. And I'm anticipating that will fill up pretty quickly. But I will be sharing it all to my social media and to yours as well, sir.
I tell you what, Jeff, I love your social media because it reminds me of Kevin Costner and Tin Cup. When he gets all the gadgets that are going to improve his baseball game or his golf game, and he's got like 20 things on, and he's just making the swing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a lot.
Yeah, it seems like maybe the gurus are overcomplicating stuff, Jamie. I mean, you got to think about dropping your elbow in the slot and supinating and turning the barrel and whacking the noodle, and I just don't know how these guys can even focus on seeing a baseball when they have all these other things in their heads.
How did you make it to the Major League Baseball without any of those gadgets? The only gadget I ever heard you that you used that actually worked for you was you were on the road and you guys were at a hotel and you and a buddy were hitting make believe golf balls or baseballs with I don't know what you're using, a bat or what.
We were using like a broom handle or a wiffle ball bat, and with a tape ball down in the atrium area of the hotel, right by all the video games. It wasn't a big area, but we were whacking them around, and that's how I developed the leg kick. And, never had a guru hitting lesson or anything like that, and somehow I made it. It's a miracle.
It's amazing, amazing.
Was the ball that you all used in that hotel lobby, Jeff? Was it a sock that you had taped up, or was it an actual ball?
I think it was just a bunch of tape and wrapped into a ball. We're rifling line drives off of these video games sitting around there on the walls and stuff. It was a good time, me and my boy Ricky Rona.
Didn't you like develop like your leg kick or your how you bat?
I did. Yeah. I did. I was really struggling. After 2 months in Double A, I thought I'd kind of peaked. You know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen, and I was imitating Ruben Sierra and Juan Gonzalez and really hitting it and smashing it. And Ricky Rowe goes, why don't you hit like that in the freaking game? I said, why not? So the next day, I started hitting with a completely new stance and a leg kick and completely turned my career around.
That's such a great story. I love that. And then your first outing, I think y'all were in a rain delay in that hotel, but then your first outing, you go out and I forget exactly what happened, but you hit the ball hard with that leg kick. If I had it to do over again, Jeff, I would hit with a leg kick. It's just such a great timing mechanism.
It is. And that really helped me hit the fastball with some authority. And yeah, it was a rainy day in Wichita, and we didn't take batting practice. So I think I was the K guy that game for the, you know, they pick a visiting guy who, if he strikes out three times, and the fans win a free pizza or something like that. And I didn't strike out three times. I ended up going 1-for-4, but he had a home run foul, and I wasn't even getting close to hitting the ball that hard or that far without the leg kick. So I just stuck with it, and the coaches never said anything to me about it because I started hitting.
It makes me wonder, speaking of golf, I wonder if you could hit a golf ball with a leg kick.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. It's a ball on a tee. It's just a smaller ball. The good thing is it's not moving around. It's on a tee. Seems like you could somehow, maybe not a full leg kick, but it seems to me that a leg kick is something that somebody struggling to hit a golf ball that you could time it up with that. I mean, the ball's not moving anywhere. Have you ever tried that?
No, I mean, I've done the Happy Gilmore thing a few times, but that's always fun to do. But no, I mean, I don't know why you couldn't. I mean, if you watch these long drive competitions, these guys really get to rocking back and forth on their toes, almost like the way Nomar used to hit, raise up his get his left foot on his toe, kind of a rocking and getting some momentum going, but I don't see why he couldn't. I mean, maybe we need to instruct our buddy Colonel Donahue to try the leg kick, Flowey. What do you think?
That might be something good. Speaking of Nomar, when you were at the Red Sox, played second base, where did you routinely hit in the lineup, and where was Nomar?
Well, I would hit either leadoff or second or eighth or ninth. And when Nomar came up for his rookie year, they put him in the leadoff spot. And so a lot of times I would hit the bottom of the order because Nomar wasn't a normal leadoff hitter. He could drive and runs as well. So, but I moved around a lot the top of the order. Eventually Nomar started hitting in the three hole because he was the best hitter or one of the best hitters on the team. So being on base for Nomar was key for me because that his rookie year he had 99 RBIs at the leadoff spot.
Wow, and you said that when that Joker hit, like so many people say, the sound was just remarkable.
Yeah, he hit it on the sweet part of the bat almost every single time, and you know I hear people now complaining that or talking about because of the pitch clock that. You know, now we don't have to watch Nomar fix his batting gloves between every pitch. And I'm like, you know, as his teammate, that didn't bother any of us because we were happy to see what happened after he fixed his batting gloves and got locked in because it was pretty special. And it seems kind of silly to me that people are worried about the 2 or 3 seconds it takes a major leaguer to get his mind right and fix his batting gloves is making the game too boring for them.
Jeff Fry is with us. Jeff, if you could review that phone number one more time. South Fork Baseball Academy is somewhere up near Dallas. It's one of the most remarkable facilities I've ever seen, baseball facilities, indoor, outdoor. I mean, rain will not impact our event on May 13th, 14th. That's Mother's Day weekend. So give that phone number out again for those that are interested in attending the debut of the Baseball Leadership Academy with Jeff Fry and myself and be prepared to sign up with more online stuff. But go ahead and give that number again.
Yeah, the number is 972-954-1690. 972-954-1690. They can go to www.wellnessliving.com to sign up or just go find the South Fork Ranch Baseball Academy or baseball facility. And you're right, Flowey. When I first saw that place, I was like, man, this is the place where we've got to have the first one because it's incredible. They have everything we need. No PVCs or dog toys or whacking noodles, but they have everything else.
Thanks, Jeff Fry, for joining us on the High Ground. We'll be back from the banks of 360. T.Y. Here
we go. Expressed on this program do not reflect those of the Horn or any other sane human being.
I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light, I like 'em cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass, I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. Pretty good at drinking beer.
Oh, you bet. Pretty good at drinking beer. Pecan Porter is our choice. I'm looking at the schedule, Jamie Frazier. And we got to pick our date when we're going to do this. I think it's the 6th or maybe even the 7th running of the ATX Derby. And we need to kind of open up the text lines in the coming Saturdays to get some to build our field of horses, to come up with some names. And it's, we got to decide because I'm not going to be in studio the day of the Kentucky Derby, 50 days till the Derby, but you've given me a few names that we ought to consider.
Fast Eddie, Slowborough.
Fast Eddie has been in the ATX Derby, which is our version of the Kentucky Derby for a few years
the
now.
The fans never love him. Oh my gosh.
But he's never managed to break through third place. And he's, you know,
you get third place in the Kentucky Derby, you're doing all right.
Well, I know, but there are some listeners have sent us some names. Sip Sip, Eckert's Brain Vault, which was in the last one. I was with Dr. Eckert's office, his team last week. They continue to do a great job. Jeff Fry wears the Dr. Eckert sleep appliance. You know, one of the commercials that always sticks in your head is Camp Bow Wow. bring your dachshund and your chow. And I'm not saying that's a good thing that sticks in your head, because, but it sticks in your head. I'm wondering if there's a name there that we could use. They might want to enter a horse. Kamala Camella is one that's up there, a filly, that may be in the ATX Derby, but we've got to put together a field, my friend. 20 horses for the ATX Derby. You know, they're all vying to get in.
We have texters coming in right now that want to see Fast Eddie.
No kidding.
Yeah, Fast Eddie and the Fast Burrow. So,
well, TY, good luck in your brackets. And that TY may want to enter a couple horses in the ATX Derby. It's always a lot of fun.
And I'll think of some good names.
Yeah, come up with some. Longhorns tonight in basketball, this afternoon in baseball. Jamie Frazier. Everybody's talking about. Are you going to the Sweet Life today for the baseball game?
Nope.
Are you going to the game at all?
No, I don't think I'm going to the game. Are you going to the game?
No, I got my girlfriend's family's in town. I'll be hanging out with them today.
There you go, T.Y.
Go ahead.
Bring the credit card.
Yeah.
T.Y.'s winning some money these days. We got to start picking his brain a little bit when I set up my first online betting. We'll be back next Saturday from the banks of 360. I'm Craig Flowers from Jamie Frazier. Everybody's talking about.